Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I'm pumping gas, I do talk to people. I just, gas station's busy. I might not like the price of how it keeps going up. And while I'm pumping gas, I see other people standing around, so I'll start, you know, conversation. I just do that. Yeah. But for the most part, I kind of stick to myself. If anybody came into my circle or my area of gas, I'd get a little nervous because I don't want the car carjacked. I don't want anything to happen to me. I don't want them splashing me with gas and then throwing a flame on me. I've seen too many movies. But I'll strike up conversations with people in their own little circle, and I'll be like, what? $89 to fill up my tank? That's some bull crap. You know, joke around, move on. But there's a scam called pump switching. And when I finish gassing up, I make sure the transaction has completed. I don't like standing out there longer than I have to, especially if it's cold or hot. But I want to make sure that nobody's going to pull up and use my gas and use my credit card. I want to make sure the transaction is complete, get the receipt, and move on. Now, a lot of us have been avoiding the receipts because of the BPA and the chemicals that could be on these receipts. But I still want to make sure nobody's using my credit card. So apparently there is a scam that is pretty rampant out there, although I don't see how. Just don't let anybody near your gas. But Philadelphia had to send out a public service alert. It's a scam that targets people using credit cards to pay at the pump. Now, you used to have to go into the gas station, give them $20, say, I'm on pump 8, release the gas, and let me get $20 worth. That's how it used to be. Now, we could use our credit card. And we just go, well, whatever it costs, whatever it costs. And the gas companies like it, or the gas stations like it. Because if you were thinking, I'm only going to put in, well, nowadays, 20 doesn't do much. Nowadays, you have to put in 60 to 80 to 100. You might go up to 108 to fill up your tank. And the company just made more money. But the scammers approach victims at the gas pump, offer to pump their gas for them, and put the nozzle back to complete the transaction. Now, you would think, why would the average person say, sure? Why would they do that? Most people say, no, I got this. But apparently some people do. Maybe they think these individuals work at the gas station. There used to be something called full serve. You could do full serve or self-serve. Full serve used to be the way gas was done, where you would pull up, people would come out to your car, gas it up, clean it up, kind of like at a F1 or a Grand Prix race. You pull up, they take care of your car, you could go pee, you could go get some food, you tip everybody and you leave. And you're full and you're good. And then I think it was in the 70s and 80s they had self-serve, where you could go and pump your gas yourself. Well, some people miss those good old days, and they love the idea of somebody saying, I got this for you. You just relax, go get your cigarettes, go do what you need to do. And they go and do that. So in some cases, the scammer will continue to pump gas into their vehicle after you leave. if you didn't close out the transaction yourself. Some scammers have offered to hang the nozzle, then they leave it active as they proceed to pump gas for the next customer. The still active nozzle is used to pump gas for the new customer. The scammer requests cash. They get the money, but you're the one with the credit card that's getting the extra gas. So according to Go Banking Rates, they say, let's say you want $50 worth of gas for your car. Scammer will offer to hang the nozzle for you. They may add another $50 worth of gas to another place. Now you have $100 on your credit card. Now, you could stop this by not saying, yeah, please, or by, you know, not allowing them to pump your gas. But some scammers are aggressive. Some of the suspects have aggressively taken the nozzles from the victim's hand before they were denied their offer of assistance. So you might be like, no, thank you, I got this. Sometimes the person goes up to you, grabs the nozzle, and says, I got this. And now you feel like, I don't want to argue with somebody with the gas. I guess, okay, that's a problem. According to one report, a scam victim followed a stranger to hang up their gas nozzle for them. The victim didn't think anything of it until they saw $165 on their credit card. So how to avoid it? Well, don't let anybody, you know, pump your gas. Make sure you see the transaction done. Collect your receipt. And a lot of us do not look at our credit card to make sure that all transactions are correct. You need to. And I notice, especially, as I've said, you know, in parking lots, we're getting approached a lot more often by other individuals. They could be asking for money. They could be grabbing our bags. Could be grabbing our groceries. And I know that there's individuals out there that need help. But I think right now we are going to be at one of the heightened times of theft because of the time of year, because of the need for gifts, because of the need for money, that you need to be aware. And, you know, gas stations, it's interesting. The electric vehicle push, some people have cited they love not having to go to a gas station. They don't have to breathe fumes. They get to charge in the comfort of their home. But keep in mind, the way electric vehicles are going to work is the average person will not have access to charge at home. So they're going to have to convert gas stations into charging stations. And you can be charged there, too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So every now and then there's a headline of pharmaceutical companies greasing doctors to push their pharmaceutical drugs. And I've spoken to you guys very openly about this in the process, and it's I wish I got to benefit from some of the fancy perks that a lot of companies do. It's not just the health industry. It's car industry. There's always perks and swag and things like that. But the problem I had when I was a physician is I didn't trust what some of these pharmaceutical companies were telling me. And when I noticed issues with my patients, what comes first are the patient. And for some of you saying, yeah, right, Dahlia, the average person is not going to put ethics first. Yeah, they will if they could get sued. And one protection you have as a patient is a doctor will not recommend any drug that could get them sued or disbarred. So when Merck, and Merck has a lot of fantastic medications, when Merck reps would come to me saying, why aren't you writing more Vioxx, which was an anti-inflammatory? And I said, look, I'm sorry, it's just I don't think I like what it's doing to my patient's blood pressure. They go, but the studies say the blood pressure's fine. I go, you know what, for me, I'm not working. Now, they might give me a pen. I don't care about the pen. They might have a dinner that teaches us about the drug because we don't have time to stop and talk to drug reps. We're trying to take care of patients without having them wait. I hated talking to drug reps. God bless them for being able to, you know, being there to educate doctors on medications. But I would say, look, I just can't talk to you. I'm busy with patients. I don't want my patients to wait, especially since patients would listen. You know, you can hear, I've been to doctor's offices where you hear the rep giggling, let me take a few moments of your time to talk to you about this drug. And you're sitting there in the room in pain. I never wanted my patients to wait. And so I was really nice to the pharmaceutical reps, but I'm sorry. I got patients. I can't let them wait. So what some pharmaceutical reps would do is so you would learn about their new drug, which, by the way, is not always a bad thing. Because there's a lot of new medications, and that's how I learned about Viagra. I didn't know anything about Viagra. There was no time to learn about it doing 36-hour shifts. But fortunately, the pharmaceutical company said, hey, guys, on your night off, we're having a dinner. You could watch the slideshow. You could ask your questions. You could learn about it then. Hell yeah, we went to the dinner. Well, one, it was free food, which you needed as a resident. But two, what is this drug? A drug to help with erectile dysfunction? What are the risks? What are the side effects? I need to study this drug. So you get a couple hours of at least some education. Now, mind you, as a doctor, you got to be very, very careful that some of that education is objective. Now, there have been standards and industry standards requiring that pharmaceutical companies be very transparent about who sponsored the study of the drug, on what the side effects are. They have to be. Otherwise, they could get sued. And so it's gotten better in terms of making sure that it's not just a one-sided story of some of these medications. But for a doctor who is middle-aged, comfortable with the old-school medications they write, busy with patients, not able to study and all the nuances of these new drugs, if there are new medications available to patients, one way that doctors can get educated is by the pharmaceutical companies offering educational programs. So it's not an illegal action. It does start to stench of ethical issues if they bribe doctors to write a drug, one drug over another. And so if one doctor feels they're going to benefit from writing one erectile dysfunction medicine over another, then that starts to raise eyebrows. And that's why pharmaceutical companies have to be very transparent of what they're doing. Now, pharmaceutical companies giving out pens, I got to tell you, you always needed a pen. Now that everything's electronic, you don't need a pen. But you always need a pens, and pharmaceutical companies giving you pens are nice. Is that going to make me write a drug that somebody doesn't need? No. If I write a medication you don't need, I could lose my license. So pharmaceutical companies don't have that control. A pharmaceutical rep will not talk a doctor into doing something that a patient doesn't need. Because then that doctor is not practicing good medicine. And you have to be comfortable with the drug. And I remember some of my colleagues said, you told Merck that you didn't like their drug? And I go, well, I didn't say it like that. I was just honest. They put me on the defensive. This pharmaceutical rep, not the company. Merck's a good company. But the pharmaceutical rep put me on the defensive why I wasn't writing their drug. I said, because I think my patient's blood pressure is going up. And lo and behold, months later, that drug was taken off the market. I think Meridia, a weight loss drug, did the same thing. The rep's like, why aren't you writing more Meridia? You stopped writing it. I go, my patient's blood pressure was going up. No, I don't like the drug. Sorry. That medicine was taken off the market. So you have to put your patients first. You have to. Now, the pharmaceutical giant behind Wegovy has been getting some headlines because they say they, quote unquote, shelled out millions of dollars to incentivize doctors to prescribe the medicine. Now, I'd like a little bit more information about that because you cannot give cash incentives. You cannot bribe. But according to Daily Mail, Danish manufacturer Novo Nordisk spent $25.8 million over the past decade on American doctors to promote two obesity drugs, Wegovy and Saxenda. The cash incentives, quote unquote, were part of a campaign to convince U.S. health professionals to make Wegovy one of the most widely prescribed drugs in history and persuade skeptical insurance companies to pay for it. Now, an investigation of Novo's payments for speaking, consulting, food, and travel, while excluding those for research, found at least 57 doctors each accepted at least $100,000 from Novo in payments associated with Wegovy or Saxenda over the period. Now, you have to be very careful with a statement such as that. I had been asked by a company to speak about a drug. And to pay for my time, they had to hire me. If you want me to speak about a drug and answer questions, then, you know, you got to compensate me for my time. And so it is not unusual to have, it's not unusual to have physicians hired by pharmaceutical companies to teach the community about new drugs. But when they say cash incentives, that's not a cash incentive. You being hired to take a night away from your family to study a medication, to learn the slide deck and the presentation, to be able to reiterate the side effects and help teach about a drug and talk about experiences with the drug, the pros and the cons with your patients, yeah, that does deserve reimbursement. Absolutely. So they are saying that this money to give speeches is legal, but criticized for encouraging doctors to put corporate interests above the well-being of their patients. No doctor will publicly endorse a drug that could hurt somebody or that they don't think is necessary. You don't get paid enough. Speaking on a drug and being look at all these stars who are endorsing products, like that Bitcoin. What was that Tom Brady is now under some fire for doing commercials for? Are people calling them cash incentives? No, they hired him to endorse a product and to advertise and to be a spokesperson. You're allowed to do that. So we need to be careful. Now, are we having an overprescribing of these weight loss drugs? I think that some people need to understand that if they go off of them, they're going to gain the weight back. And these weight loss drugs only work if you take them. So I think there does have to be some very honest discussions. But doctors are allowed to make those discussions. But if you want a doctor to work on their off time, yeah, you're going to have to pay them. And that's not a bribe. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. The Fox News debate between Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom and Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis last night had several tense moments on policies regarding abortion, crime, taxes, and COVID-19. Israeli fighter jets struck several targets in the Gaza Strip just minutes after a week-long truce expired this morning, resuming the war with Hamas. The renewed hostilities coming as Israel and Hamas have traded blame for the collapse of that ceasefire. New York Republican Representative George Santos may have his political career come to an end today as a supermajority of his colleagues prepare to vote on his eviction from the House, making Santos only the third person to be booted from Congress since the Civil War. Corey Myers, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the biggest mistakes I think that was made, the biggest mistake that we made for the healthcare industry, and I said it the second it happened, I will still continue to say it, was when the Biden administration said that if hospitals do not invoke the COVID-19 mandate, which would involve firing staff from our already overwhelmed and overstrained healthcare system, they will lose federal funds. And we lost thousands upon thousands of workers. who actually wanted to go to work and not work remote, who actually wanted to be involved in patient care, exposed to every disease known imaginable. TB, RSV, pneumonia, HIV. And the White House attached federal funding of these hospitals, which they need, to them showing proof that they were invoking the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. And we lost a lot of people, good people who wanted to work. We lost people in our military. And seeing nurses, every day there's a headline that we don't have enough nurses, we don't have enough doctors, nurses are overwhelmed. Well, yeah, you fired so many of them. In Las Vegas, I live in Southern Nevada, there was a ceremony that happened at one of the hospitals where a bunch of the nurses that had to lose their job because they wouldn't get the COVID vaccine. One silent protest is you take off your clogs or your work shoes and you put the shoes at the floor and opening of the hospital and you put a little note in those shoes of how many years you worked at that hospital or how many years you worked in healthcare, and you walk away barefoot. And you saw all these empty shoes of nurses who would walk through those doors to help and be there for their patients. Even during the height of COVID, when essential people had to put their life on the line going to work and other people got to lock down to get money and additional money. And you would think that the U.S. government would learn that that probably, you know, holding federal funding blackmail, holding it hostage to support a narrative, it was a bad thing to do. And, you know, interestingly, when people argue with me, even people in healthcare, there was one doctor who bragged online that he fired his nurse of 20 years because she wouldn't get her COVID-19 vaccine. And I'm like, you're bragging about it? I would be holding my head down in shame. You must be out of your flipping mind to fire a veteran of the healthcare industry who wants to still be there for patients and you. And you're bragging about it? Because he wanted to show he was doing it for the cause. And I asked, I go, did you let her do a blood test to show you antibodies? No. You know, when people say, Dr. Dahlia, that had to happen because we needed to save the nurses' lives. We needed to protect them and protect patients. And if they didn't get the shot, they could give people COVID. Actually, you could still get the vaccine and pass COVID to each other. We found that out early on. So that argument's moot. And if you're really that worried about that employee and their immunity status and they're offering to show you a blood test, let them do the blood test. Oh, no, because the immunity is waning. The immunity doesn't last. Well, I think there's a state that's actually suing Pfizer for some of their data with the vaccine and the immunity not lasting. So that argument is moot. And then finally, if you really, really, really were doing this to prevent patients from getting COVID, if you really were, then why did the CDC go from 10 days isolation to 5? Well, they did that because nobody was coming back to work. Everybody was taking 10 days off saying, I got COVID, sorry. And the CDC said, look, you could go back after 5 days, wear a mask, but you're still infectious for 10 days. We are still firing nurses for not getting the vaccine, but we're letting people come back to work with COVID. It was hypocritical. Well, now we're being told that the White House Office of Management and Budget is seeking, according to the Washington Examiner, to force recipients of federal grant money to accept transgender ideology in order to be eligible. The Office of Management and Budget grant guidance is used as a government-wide standard, which all agencies follow when allocating federal money. The Biden administration's proposed rule, for which a public comment period closes December 4th, strips grant allocation guidance of religious and other First Amendment protections while applying an expanded definition of sex discrimination to include gender identity. They're taking the long-standing rule and they're revising it to cut out long-standing protections for religious liberty, according to Rachel Morrison, a fellow of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. She said they're taking something that should be neutral, that should be properly implementing constitutional and statutory requirements and sound management for the government, and they're making it ideological. They're making it very partisan. So the new rule, if implemented, would mean that any recipient of federal dollars, including contractors, schools, and nonprofit groups, would be subject to ideological restriction to dollars that Congress appropriates. So it would remove the requirement that grants be allocated in a manner that protects free speech, religious liberty, public welfare, the environment, and prohibits discrimination, and inserts language that requires grant allocation processes to look out for sex discrimination, which now includes protections for sexual orientation and gender identity. Now, that is consistent, they say, with the Supreme Court's reasoning in Bostock versus Clayton County. That decision, authored by Justice Neil Gorsuch, introduced gender identity into the definition of sex in Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, which prohibits employment discrimination. So, this is, you would think on one end, let people who they want to be, if they want to be addressed as Mr., Mrs., they're allowed to do that. Let people be who they want to be. But once you start to hold hostage federal money, we need to read the fine print of what exactly is going to be constituted as discrimination. So if you are in a hospital and you have to have your catheter changed or you have to have enemas and you're going to be naked for part of that and you are sharing a room with other individuals, some of whom identify as female but are biological men, and that patient says, please, there, you know, I just don't feel comfortable being naked near somebody else. I know you have that curtain, but they're looking around. I'd like to, you know, when I go to sleep, no, I'm not sleeping next to a biological man. If a hospital tries to move the person or separate them, that could be considered discrimination. So I get having a transgender individual in our extended family. I get that, you know, I understand transgender rights. I get that. But once you start, as I said, tying things to, you know, federal money, what actually then constitutes as discrimination? And that's pretty murky. Which means so many people could lose their federal funding trying to have women's bathrooms and men's bathrooms. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms,
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious, such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we try to fight heart disease, many of you are told, watch your weight, don't smoke, don't drink alcohol, exercise more, eat healthy, avoid diabetes if you can, keep your sugars in control, avoid high blood pressure, keep your blood pressure in control, and, very importantly, control your cholesterol. Well, you hear it all the time. But there are millions of people who can't tolerate the cholesterol medications. And their bad cholesterol is high. And they try to take simvastatin, atorvastatin, or Zocor or Lipitor brand names, rosuvastatin, Crestor. And they can't do it. And they feel stuck. So what do you do? Well, there are other medications, maybe not as good and as effective as the statin drugs, but there are other options. One such option is bempedoic acid. Bempedoic acid is a medication known as, I want to pronounce it right. I'm sorry. I want to get this, I've never written it. Nexletol. I closed my practice in 2016. And this is another option that works by, it's an adenosine triphosphate citrate lyase inhibitor. And how it works is blocking the production of cholesterol in the liver. Now, a lot of these medications, the statins block the HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. And these are biological processes that our body needs to make cholesterol. But the statins, as they work on HMG-CoA reductase, bempedoic acid works on a different enzyme, the ATP citrate lyase. Now, the statins can also block other ways, cholesterol production in the muscle. The ATP citrate lyase is only stopped in the liver. But unlike statins, they only work in the liver, so it's much less likely to cause the side effects on the muscles like the statins do. And in clinical trials, the bempedoic acid, which is known as nilemdo in the UK, had been shown to reduce LDL cholesterol by between 70 to 28% after 12 weeks. If they combined it with ezetimibe, which is Zetia, which works on the brush border of the intestines to avoid cholesterol absorption, it was able to reduce LDL cholesterol by 38%. Now, these medications that are out there, they're all trying to work by lowering the excess cholesterol you could have in your body. Some of you are going to have to stick to a very strict diet. But those of us prescribing statins or this bempedoic acid understand that sometimes genetically you're overproducing cholesterol. And to minimize that process can be beneficial. Now, you still need cholesterol. You don't need a lot of it, but you still need levels of cholesterol. It helps with synthesis and growth and all sorts of things. Brain function. That's why the body makes it. But if you overconsume it, or your body produces too much, or you don't metabolize it well, it starts to clutter the bloodstream. It's like not having so much trash and not having the sanitation department pick up the trash. Now, who is the sanitation department in your body? Well, it's HDL. HDL, the good cholesterol, is the sanitation department. They are the ones that HDL finds cholesterol that is not needed and brings it back to the liver to be metabolized and destroyed. Which is why you need to make sure you have good HDL. It's very hard to increase your HDL levels to the levels that you need if you have very, very bad cholesterol. Sometimes for some people, alcohol can do it. For others, it makes it worse. That's why we don't recommend alcohol to raise your HDL. Exercise works, vegetables, niacin. But to raise HDL to the level it needs for all the extra cholesterol, you don't have enough. When you eat a cheeseburger, you're overwhelming the system. But knowing that there are other options to lowering cholesterol, it doesn't mean you should give up. Now, diabetic medication has been known to help. If you could control your diabetes, you could control your cholesterol. Now, I've said diabetes will basically take your cholesterol and triple it in the terms of risk for your heart. If you have high cholesterol, yeah, you have risk for heart disease. But if you have diabetes and high cholesterol, you're behind the eight ball. So control your blood sugar, diet, exercise. And if these medications that control your blood sugar work, they can also help reduce your cholesterol. There's also Repatha. There's other expensive cholesterol medications. And we're still working to find the best way to treat people who can't tolerate statins. The problem, though, with some of the statin, your Crestor, Lipitor, Zocor, your Pravacol, things like that, those statin medications that ended statin, rosuvastatin, atorvastatin, simvastatin. Many times people have lost their tolerance to it because their doctor screwed up. So one of our extended family members was found to have high cholesterol. So his doctor, rather than starting low and titrating up, which I've always done, he put this family member on 40 milligrams Lipitor. Just went from 0 to 40. Well, the family member went into rhabdomyolysis, where the muscles started to break down. Now, could it have happened at a 5 milligram or 10 milligram dose? It could have. But I have never had a patient that went into that on my watch because I always started them low. Started them at 10. Then let's go up to 20. Now, I was very fortunate to have the rosuvastatin launched early in my career because I would be inheriting patients who were on 80 milligrams of Zocor, simvastatin. Their cholesterol was still high. So I took them off their 80 milligram dose and I put them on 20 milligrams of Crestor. And I was even able to reduce some to 15 milligrams. Now, it doesn't come in 15 milligrams, so we would do 10 one day, 20 another, or a 20 milligram and then a half the next day. And that was able to minimize liver side effects and muscle side effects. Now, I'm not saying that because I want everyone to go, oh, good job, Dahlia. No, that's not why I'm saying it. What I'm saying is that sometimes we might not be seeing the forest from the trees. And we might be having individuals who are not tolerating medications because they were thrown on too high a dose. Ease into it. I think there's a lot of people that can handle statins. We have tons of people who are allergic to penicillin who really aren't. What happened was in the olden days, somebody was sick, so we would give them a shot of penicillin. And they would get a rash. Did they get a rash because it was a rip-roaring shot? Or did they get a rash because they actually had a viral illness the whole time? So when people tell me I'm allergic to penicillin, I ask them, what happens to you? Now, if they're short of breath, we don't mess with it. But, well, I was a kid and I got a rash. They could have gotten the rash from the penicillin, but maybe they got a rash because it was either so much at once or they actually had a virus. So sometimes we need to ease in with medications. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.